Welcome to Mirth and Misadventure, a D&D actual play podcast where our heroes have no idea what they're doing, or even who they are.
Last time on Mirth and Misadventure.
You are flush with success. What do you wish to do?
Wow, I feel flushed with success. It's a map. We have a map.
A map?
I did. I found Luxon.
So yeah, you definitely remember that that is the ancestral home of the Luxodon.
And it looks like right next to Varentin is Mindthane. That's where you said my family's from. So if we figure out how to get out of this city, we should be able to find them pretty quickly.
And yeah, so you're like, okay, cool. We could totally just go back to where I'm from if we can figure out how to get out of the city. But Aaron, you say that thought out loud. And Aaron is like, yes, but we're in the mountains.
Oh, Varentin's on the coast on this map.
So you all fall asleep. Katrin, you're dreaming. Your journey is just beginning. The other quests will test your nature and your will, but the ancestors are with you. Initiate, Katrin.
You have been granted the boon of action.
I don't know. I feel like we need some help here.
Yeah, I think Mr. Salantha is probably going to be one of our best bets.
Sign up to audition for the Dwarven Fighting Federation. All races and styles welcome if you can give us a good show.
Oh my god, it's pro wrestling.
I'm gone. Kenji is there.
Clearly sanctioned by the Dwarven Fighting Federation. Did you get to see them when they were in town?
No, I missed it. Oh man, but I'm ready to go.
That was a show. That was a real good show. The Red Thunder put on a fight.
And this gives me quite a lot of pause about your role here at the Silken Bell.
I'm so sorry, Mr. Salantha. There's something terribly wrong in the city of Varentin, and you're one of the only people I know of that might be able to help.
With your Dungeon Master, Carolyn Wilkie.
I will level you guys if it kills me or you.
Alex as Kenji the Dwarf.
Kenji's here to hit things and make friends.
Marin as Katrin the Luxodon.
My character is basically Eeyore with an impulse control problem.
Babs as Aaron the Half-Elf.
Before we started recording, I took my pants off to get into character.
Okay. She sits up a little bit straighter.
I feel like we're doing the help me, Obi-Wan, you're my only hope.
So, I want to tell her about, the mine. I'm going to tell her about meeting with the advisor and Katrin having her memory wiped. Mm-hmm. I want to tell her about what we found in the castle and the body that we found behind the castle. I want to tell her about figuring out that Varentin has been moved by consulting this map that we found. I am explicitly not going to say anything about the Battle of the Bards. I'm explicitly not going to say anything about breaking out the bird last night. Yeah.
Okay. She takes it all in and kind of is, her brow gets more and more furrowed. And as you finish, she kind of has to have like a moment. She just takes a sip of her tea and sets it down on the little tray.
Has she had any of the fritter yet?
She breaks off a little part of the fritter and nibbles at it. Yes.
It's a good fritter, right?
It's a very good fritter. I have come to a spot where...
That's ominous.
I know you, Aaron. And the things you're saying don't make sense with what I know.
Well, what do you mean?
This is... Farrington's a mining town. We go to the mine, we come back. Why would we not be in the mountains?
Well, I mean...
Did you show her the map?
Yeah, I unroll the map, and I point out Farrington on the map.
But Farrington's in the mountains. That doesn't make any sense.
I didn't make this map, Mr. Salantha. You know my handwriting's not that good.
It is a very, very fair point. I don't understand. Like, why would anyone want to move Farrington?
Point of order, I don't believe that they did move Farrington. I believe that there is an enchantment on the town, which is why the basements are flooding and why you can leave out one side of town and come back in on the same side of town and you can't seem to get anywhere except to the mine. Have you tried leaving?
No.
In the last 4 days?
I haven't needed to leave. I don't generally leave. This is where my business is.
But... Understood. But I've tried to leave, and I can't.
It's very concerning. Have you taken this to the authorities?
Well, that's...
Have you told the advisor? Or... No, you had an issue with the advisor.
Exactly.
Why would the advisor... But why would the... That doesn't make any sense.
I don't know, Mr. Salantha, and I thought you might be one of the only people who could know, who might know who we can talk to that would be safe in this, who you're the only person who has the lore and the knowledge available to help us here.
But the lore I know is ancient lore. It's not just the other day, I was at the castle telling the monarch about Tordrick Drakeblade and his exploits and all of that. And I mean, that's the kind of lore I know. Stories.
Yeah, and that's all the Tordrick Drakeblade stuff. I mean, that's what we saw in the mines. Those murals, those carvings that were telling the Drakeblade story. There's something going on here, Mr. Salantha, and we don't know who to talk to. I know your lore is more ancient lore, more of the great stories. I mean, but you also, it's not just your storytelling lore that you know. You know people in this town. You know more of the important people in this city than anyone else I can think of, short of, say, the monarch.
Do we... know the story of Tordrick Drakeblade? Have we heard it?
Aaron heard it, but if you need, I can tell it again.
I don't is it anything that's relevant to what's going on now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yes, please tell it to me again. I did not write it down. I did not, it's not in my notes. I just have
a legendary figure that
Kenji grew up idolizing. That's all I wrote down.
That is actually true. That's very true. You noted that correctly. I'm assuming that Katrin is like, wait, who the heck is that again?
Yeah. Could you all please remind me of who Tordrick Drakeblade is? You don't have to do it in her voice, though, if you want to do any regular ass voice.
So, the story that Aaron heard, and that she will tell again, is that Queen Pramela, who lived several hundred years ago, about 300 years ago, was a queen that loved learning and prized those that pursued it with a passion. She founded the first true center of learning in Savar and invited its students to learn and celebrate the arcane traditions of Tatura alongside her. She called it her library and her students her librarians. One student in particular was her favorite. He had come to Suvar from humble beginnings, but his intellect flared like bright light. He had a hunger for knowledge that matched her own, and she treated him like a favored son. Over time, Queen Pramala was forced to study less and rule more at the demands of her position, leaving the instruction of her librarians to her star pupil. It was then that she realized the mistake that she had made. He had been hoarding knowledge from her, keeping scrolls and books with powers that Savaria had not seen since the era of the old gods. He gathered secrets like he had gathered his books, and then he fled. He used those secrets to win allies and blackmail others, always searching for more power. Eventually, he amassed armies on the shores of Savaria and clashed with Queen Pramela's troops. Both sides took heavy losses. But Pramela was no fool. She had gathered champions to her side, such as Tordred Greatblade the Knight, Ivar the Traveler, Corinth the Healer, Saren the Magician, and she, of course, herself was a librarian. With their energies combined, they sealed Izekel, the Secret Keeper, away in a dimension of his own. With his army defeated, she broke the seal into pieces, blessing each and giving one each to a champion to defend.
Wait, what broke apart?
She broke the seal into pieces and gave it each piece to a champion. That is the biggest thing that Tordred Drakeblade is known for. But he was a champion of the queen.
What if this thing in the mountains is where he's locked away and the amulet that goes in there is the seal? Is that thinking too small?
No, I think we have one of the pieces of the seal, but I'm not going to say...
We have it?
We have one of the pieces. We don't have the whole thing yet, I think. But I'm not saying this... out loud.
Right, no. Tell me what you think the piece is that we have.
We have the Dimension Stone. The purple piece of glass that says Dimension in Undercommon. Yeah. As soon as you said alternate dimension, I was like, oh shit.
Yeah, I know, I heard you gasp, and I was like, why is she gasping? Okay. Found a stone with a rune with a crack going down on it. It says Dimension on which... means something to Aaron, but not to me or Kenji. Okay. That is right under, oh shit, a gelatinous cube. All in caps. So that was inside the gelatinous cube, right? The rune?
It was in the room of the... Like, you found it, like, you defeated it, and you found it just kind of in the rubble. It wasn't covered in jelly.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
why would it be there, though, if that was it? Like, what happened to Drakeblade?
I have no idea.
I mean, how long do dwarves live?
I mean, I don't know. How long do dwarves live?
Dwarves live generally can live like 300 years or so. But you gather that he wasn't like born at that time. So he would have died a couple.
Okay, so do we know that he's already dead?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, Ilantha would know that he is already dead, for sure. Okay. And in fact, actually, when this comes up, and you talk about it, she goes, there was, Drakeblade lived in his own, you know, he had his own kind of, it wasn't really a kingdom, but, you know, he had his own, duchy kind of. Deal. He was given a fortress, kind of, in the mountains. That was where he lived, and ultimately where he died.
What was the name of that fortress?
Yeah,
it was called. I wrote it down. Dragonforge.
So that place.
Is it on our map?
It is not on your map.
But the mine was carved with a big giant dragon on the ceiling.
Yeah, but that his place is in the mountains. So
are we.
We're not.
No.
You can't be.
It's not. Okay. I'm saying this in character. It's not an illusion. We were moved. That's why the water table doesn't work. If it was just an illusion, the water table would be fine. Somebody picked up the city and moved it. I don't know how magic do. I'm not a librarian.
Illusion is one of the schools of magic that's on here, though. Illusion and enchantment. It's not like... It's not a thing that got moved.
Roll an intelligence check for me.
Which Who? One of us?
You. Katrin. Roll an intelligence check for me.
15. Plus 1, 16.
It is possible that the illusion could be not disguising...
Plus 0, 15.
Okay. With a 15, no big. While you are correct that the illusion could be disguising the city from itself, from the people, illusions can also be used to disguise a city from someone else.
I'm not sure what you mean. Like, Marin the person is not sure what you mean.
Like, it's one thing to make it look like you are in the mountains if you're looking out from the city in.
Mm-hmm.
But what if you're looking from the other direction?
But we're in the city.
What if you're not the person it's trying to disguise from?
Okay. I feel like I'm looking at one of those magic pictures and I'm crossing my eyes. I have no idea what you're saying.
I think what she's saying is that the city is not trying to be hidden from those inside of it. Those inside of it have already been fooled by whatever brain fuckery this fucking guy has been doing to us. What we're trying to hide from, what the people who've done this are trying to hide from, they're trying to hide the city that they fucking kidnapped from people who are looking for it.
Yeah, I don't know if it's, you know...
But that doesn't make sense if the issue that you're stuck on is the water tables.
Yeah.
Babs. It doesn't make sense if they took a coastal town and stuck it in the mountains, there wouldn't be water there. The problem is there is water.
There's water in places, and there's no water in others. That's the thing.
Right.
It's all
fucked
up.
But that's what I'm saying. It doesn't make sense if you take in the coastal town and put it in the mountains, there would be zero water.
There's
no
zero
that's not
water.
True. As a person who lives in the mountains, there is definitely water in the mountains.
It's I know, but we're talking about, like, flooding places.
Yes.
Like,
okay, so...
Flooding basements.
Yeah.
Not how... Yeah.
Flooding basements in some places. Wells running dry in others. On the map, I believe, unless I'm wrong, on one side there was a concentration of things flooding. On another side, there was a concentration of things running dry.
You are correct. That is exactly what Kenji saw on the map in the city manager's office.
Which is consistent with a city that's used to being oriented on one plane being put on a slightly angled plane. You see what I'm saying?
No, I don't. Honest to God, guys, no, I don't get it.
Okay. So if you
this is making me feel incredibly stupid, and I'd like to move on.
Look, I don't know if we move, if the city moved somewhere away, or if the mountain moved to us, or if all of it's fake, but it seems like, you know, we've got that big door that's probably the Dragon Forge, and we need an amulet to get in there. So I don't know if it's about the tables or about the doors, but as you can see, Mr. Zalantha, we're very, very confused.
And we're also stupid, and you are much smarter than us.
We're very confused, we're very stupid, and I think we either need... You know, does the lore say anything about, like, an amulet or some way to get into Torjark Drakeblade's palace? Or do you know any magic users who can maybe help us figure out how to get out of this city?
So, from a lore perspective, no, there's nothing about a specific amulet. But it's not unusual to have, especially in the era of when you could remember the old gods. To have more magic as a rule, librarians are particularly regulated these days, and enchantments can be fewer and harder to come by than back in Primella's era. So no, having a magical door would be consistent, I think, with what the law would have
have who you believe, or the era would have. But as far as who would know that kind of magic would be the librarians, and you just told me that you found Torquil dead.
So, basically the one person who could have helped us.
Yeah, what do we know about him?
He was the crown librarian. He was stationed at the castle. He was the one who would typically do most of the enchantments, be kind of a first line of defense if anything had gone wrong with any of our trade partners. He was particularly good at weather divination, which, if this was a coastal town, would make quite a lot of sense. He was
good news, pompous. You guys, if we just want to draw, like, go into the woods or something and grind out some levels, at 9th level, I can get true resurrection.
So we can bring him back. Just
multi-class with necromancer and take speak with dead.
let's just kill a bunch of gnolls until I have that spell.
You haven't seen any gnolls yet, just so you know.
Lame.
Well,
Are there any other librarians that you have connections to or know about in the city who might be able to help?
No, they're all up at the castle. There's, it's just Torquil and his apprentice, Herveline.
Then I guess Herveline? H-E-R-V... Hold on.
H-E-R-V-E-L-I-N-E.
Okay, Herveline. Just like it sounds.
Herveline, yeah.
Herveline's kind of our only lead at this point, then. We're going to have to try and get in touch with her. How much do you want to bet it's the one in the garden? God damn it. Okay. That's fine. This is fine. You remember the lady in the garden?
Yes.
Yeah.
How about you, you've got a disguise kit, right?
No.
I have makeup.
Could you make Erin look like somebody else?
Oh, make me a lady.
Please make him a lady.
I think this is a job for Barius.
Okay.
And she kind of ushers you out of the room while she gets up and puts on a robe, and then you guys all go trooping up to the stairs, and she knocks on Barius's door. And Barius, they're kind of blurry-eyed, also a little bit hungover, and they're just kind of like, quiet, please. Oh, mistress. Erin. How can I help you, mistress? We have a special mission that we need to send Erin on.
I bat my eyelashes, stick out my lips in my hip.
Okay. And makeover montage.
They do that thing where I try on one outfit and everyone shakes their head at it. Yes, try on another outfit. Yeah.
I give a thumbs down.
Erin, why don't you go ahead and roll a d20 for me, because I want you to roll it for me.
Okay.
And then add 4.
Add 4. That's an interesting, rather specific number. Let's see what we get. Oh, that's going to be a 15 total.
Okay. You look pretty. Not gorgeous, not devastating, but you do look pretty. And you think you could pull this off.
Okay. Well, how do I look?
You look nice for a humanoid.
Thanks.
That's most data compliment.
What does Catra know about what elves should look like? half-elves.
So, what is the plan to try and go get Hervelyn?
I was going to sneak into the palace again. Or maybe just try and...
For the first time, he means.
Wait, no, we did tell her about the sneaking into the palace part.
Yeah, the only things you guys left out were the Battle of Bards.
Ooh, did I tell her about the picture of the people that I didn't know who they were?
Yeah.
Does she know who those people are?
That's the Weimar family. So, Duke Tritus Weimar, Duchess Samia Weimar, and their children.
What's with the crown?
Are they the monarch's family, or?
And this is where you can kind of see her face almost like stutter. Mm-hmm. Because she goes to answer, and then she stops. She rolls a natural 20 on her wisdom saving throw.
Hell yeah.
Nice!
Before she rolled a 3 and a 4, because I had given her advantage.
No, they're not the one. They're the ruling family.
Or they should be, anyway.
They're not the monarch.
Then who the hell is the monarch?
I don't really remember. It's a woman. I spoke to a woman. But I don't know who she is.
Okay, well, this is definitely fucky.
So, I'm assuming you believe us now?
Yes. This is definitely fucky.
Right? This is what I've been saying.
Super duper fucky. So, maybe you can help me. You've got connections at the palace, right, Mistress Alantha?
I do, and I don't. I'm going to be honest with you. There was a lot of security yesterday when we were heading to the party. More than I've ever seen.
Well, yeah, we did kind of break into the palace, so, you know.
I don't think
you did. Also, I was arrested 4 days ago for trying to break into Soros' backyard. We told you about the bird, right?
No!
No.
Explicitly no.
Well, there was a bird from my town. I broke into the... They weren't with me. It was me by myself. I saved a bird.
That's very noble of you, Katrin.
That was kind of funny.
Right? I turned into a bear, and then I was a monkey, and I saved a bird. It's endangered, and has lost a lot of its population due to poachers of Lord Soros' type. And it was important to me that it go home.
Well, I don't think that there's any way that, even as lovely as you are, Aaron, without some help, we're going to get to speak to Hervelyn.
Well, what kind of help did you have in mind?
My kind of help, actually.
Oh.
Katrin, I don't think we can disguise you, unfortunately.
I can turn into other things, though. I mean, I could be a cat or a squirrel or a spider, even.
Or a purse dog.
Or a... Ooh, do you need a yappy... Would you like a yappy small dog? Because I absolutely could do that.
I think we could come up with something, for sure. Kenji, I assume you were also part of this castle excursion, initially?
Yeah, I helped. Well, I tried to help.
I fear we'll need a disguise for you as well.
I mean, who he actually is, you know... Well, did we try that ploy? We tried that ploy, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how we got in.
That's true.
We got in somewhere that way.
The Lord seemed interested in that, but it didn't work so well in the castle.
Yeah.
And also they know your name now. So I don't know if it would work again.
Yeah. Okay.
So are we going to make Kenji pretty?
I'll take one disguise, please.
To go.
All right. Barius kind of cracks their knuckles. Which I actually had to do. And roll a d20 for me and add 4.
Well, I rolled 4, so that's like 8 total.
Oh, good. I'm glad I'm not going to be upstaged by the dwarf.
You are safe there.
Marius kind of steps back. Well, I did my best. Your hair has been, like, kind of Hermione brush back, you know, into like a little bun. Your eyebrows have been plucked for the first time ever. Your beard is nicely combed and braided. It's very formal and not amazing, and you still look like a stout dwarf, but a polished stout dwarf man?
I'll take it.
So, you know, with different clothes. They give you different clothes. Anfia lends you something from her wardrobe.
Catherine's like, I know that I will be a dog or something, but can I have a makeover montage too?
As the dog, please. Please, 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 turn into the first
no,
dog.
No,
Catherine,
no.
Catherine, you can absolutely have a makeover montage as
no,
well.
No, it's me.
Okay.
Why don't you go ahead and... Barius has to, like, get on a stool.
Excellent.
To get up to actually do your makeup properly. Roll a d20 for me. Add 4.
19.
What the fuck?
Damn! Well, so... The thing about you, Aaron, is that she was trying to... Barius, they were trying to disguise you. So you, uh-huh. They were trying to, like, change the contours of your
mm-hmm.
face.
Mm-hmm. Hide with my Catherine, Adam's apple. Yeah.
Yeah. Barius is just trying to play up the natural features and mm-hmm. bring out the eyes.
And, the trunk.
Yeah. And maybe does a little, like bling above the eyebrows. Give it a little
yes.
shine. Yeah. So really just playing up the natural Loxodon features. It looks great.
Yay! Thank
Everybody
you.
Feels nice and pretty heading into this mission. And so as you guys step outside the Silken Bell, Catherine, what kind of dog? White, please. That is important for Mistress Alantha. That is her only request, is that it be a white dog.
Hang on, let me Google purse dog. I'm not really familiar with your, No, that is not. That's not what I want to be.
Oh my god, what about a Bichon Frise?
What do they look like?
Poofy! Or you could be a Maltese with the super long hair.
Oh no, that's not. No, no. Gee, can I be a Chinese quest?
Oh my god.
Yes. Yes, you can.
Oh my god, that's a choice. Holy shit. Oh my god. Oh my god. Holy shit!
What is going on? Oh. God, this is amazing. Yes, this is what I want to be.
Oh my god.
Excellent.
Yep, this is it. This is it. This is me.
All right.
This is what I turned into.
So... You guys fashion another easy slip leash and hand it to Alantha and parade through the streets of the upper market.
There is still a blockade at the gate to the Shiny, but Alantha is a well-known figure, and they wave her right through, assuming that you guys are on an appointment.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys head to the gates, and as usual, there's a guard up at the top, and he just kind of is like, "What's your business?" And Alantha kind of serenely smiles, and she says, "We're here to see the librarian apprentice, Herveline." And he takes off running, and it's a few moments, and he comes back, and he's, "I'm sorry, the librarians are not available today."
Oh. Well, that's odd. Well, didn't we have an appointment?
I believe we had an appointment. Could you please check? We really must speak with her today. There's an enchantment that cannot wait.
It has for my to newest do with... It has to do with lady business.
We're not. As you can see, I have new apprentices, and they require very special care. Go ahead and let's see. I will roll a deception check for Alantha with advantage because you're helping Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
Are we all helping, really?
And she rolled real good.
Okay. One moment. The advisor's out right now, but,
We don't need to see the advisor, just the librarian.
All right, open the gate. I'll have someone speak. Okay, hang on. Come on inside.
And so they open the gate for you guys, and the rather flustered guard kind of leads you straight into the entrance, the grand entrance of the castle. And it's a very familiar scene. And you know, the two rows of guards standing at attention with their spears. The hallways off to either side. The suits of armor. Everything looks picked up and put back in their place. But you can all notice that there's quite a bit of tension in the air. And the guards in this grand hall seem quite a bit more alert than they were when you first encountered them. And the man who led you there kind of tells you to wait there for a second and runs off. And after a few moments, the woman from the party, Ferno, with the red skin and the gold mail and the gold sword, comes out, and she's looks annoyed. "I'm sorry, but it is not a good time. There are no librarians to see."
"What happened to Aveline?"
"Aveline is indisposed."
"Oh. Well.
You must reschedule your appointments. I cannot help you."
"When can we see her?"
"I do not know. Try again in a couple of days."
"How can we reschedule if we don't know when?"
"Yeah, we can't quite reschedule if we don't have a timeline. Is there any way we can see her even just for a moment?"
"No, I'm afraid that is not possible."
"Well, that simply won't do. There has to be something we can do. Perhaps we can wait here."
"I am afraid they are working on something for the monarch. It takes precedence to any of your requests."
"Well, I mean, but how are we supposed to reschedule if we don't know when we're rescheduling for? I'm sure you can see our predicament.
I cannot help you.
She doesn't look... She looks like she does not care. She is not trying to help you at all.
Okay, well, Jesus, fuck. We gotta try another tack here, I guess.
I am currently a dog, so...
Yeah. Oh! I'm going to, kind of saunter over to Mistress Alantha and, take the leash from her for a moment. But as I do so, I'm gonna kind of tug the rope. You know how we made it like a quick release rope?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Tug on the rope so that Katrin breaks free.
And Katrin runs into the castle!
Okay. All right. So there is. So, like, Katrin, where are you going? What are you, what is the plan here? Are you just like weaving in and out of the guards? Are you trying to like go through a hallway? What are you trying to do?
I am running in a direction.
So
we saw her around the back, right?
You saw, yes, a woman in the back of the castle. If you remember from when you were here last time, there, from where you were standing facing inward, there is a hallway to the left and the right of you, which are nice, big, and bright, look like they're for everybody to walk through. The one to the left of you is where you encountered the door with the lightning on it. Mm-hmm. The one to the right, you have not been down. Okay. And then... at the back of the Great Hall was the door that you guys had escaped through, but it is shut.
Maybe the lightning on the door applies to spiders, but not to bigger animals.
Oh, no.
No. So I run back there and I just kind of like circle around and then run away from anybody who tries to grab me.
Why don't you go ahead and roll a dexterity check as a Chinese press food? God,
what stats am I using for this?
Fuck, am I know. Hang on, roll 20.
I love us.
Let's see.
There are creature stats for a dog.
Yeah, I was just about to head.
Although they say that there's plus one to dex, and I feel like that's BS.
I'll give you plus two for a tiny dog.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, that's only an 11.
Okay, well, let's roll some grab stats. All right, here we go. Okay, so as you dart off, three of the guards, like, break rank and start running after you at the direction of Ferno. Mm-hmm. And while you manage to escape the first... the other two kind of box you in eventually. They rolled pretty good. What are you doing, though, while this distraction is happening, Aaron? Because I assume that you had wanted distraction for something.
Absolutely. I am going to try and use the distraction to sneak down... it was down the hallway that Ferno came from. Was that the one with the lightning door?
Or... no, she came from the other one.
Okay, fuck it. Going that way.
Okay. Roll a stealth check.
Okay, come on, baby. Big money, no whammies. Big money, no whammies. Oh, shit. Okay, that's a 14. That's not great. What's my plus 3? 17?
You don't get stopped by anybody as you're sneaking away. Alantha kind of like is just waiting patiently, and Ferno is like watching the dogs. She doesn't see it at all. Or watching the guards try to capture the dog.
I am yipping a ton.
Okay.
Ken, like every annoying little yippy dog you've ever seen. I am
And I imagine you, like, bite at one of the guards, too.
Oh, absolutely. I definitely take
it. Oh, God, you should pee on someone.
I have been dribbling pee this whole time.
Oh my god. One of the... Trying to jump up the guards with their pee.
Yes! Do any of them slip on my pee? All
right, hang on. You have two guards in front of you.
One of them does, in fact, slip on the pee.
Does he die?
He cannot die, but he is prone.
I do a dive, like I jump on his torso, hoping to land on his dick. So I can further incapacitate him.
Roll an acrobatics check for me. You are not proficient as a dog.
Okay. Acrobatics is what skill, though?
It is dex still.
Okay. Do I still get two?
Yeah, you're still a Chinese crested.
Oh my
god. Just double checking. Well, that's only a seven.
You miss, you hit his thighs, but you do like feel good that you got like a good launch pad, so you're able to jump off pretty good too.
So I do a little kick in the air.
No dick, but yeah.
I do a jaunty little kick.
Jaunty little kick. For sure. You are leading these guards on a merry chase.
That's all I really wanted.
Kenji, are you doing anything while everyone is distracted?
I don't have a whole lot here. So Aaron is like free and clear through that door. And then there's like the lightning door. Not a whole lot of other ones there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to incompetently try and help catch Katrin and just in the process bump into the guards more.
Okay.
And just like get in their way to prolong things as much as possible.
Yes.
Excellent. Excellent. Katrin, you are now allowed to roll everything with advantage.
When yes!
I come back to you. Since you broke your you broke your box out with dribble. So roll another dexterity check for me with advantage to try and not get caught. And buy Aaron more time.
Thirteen.
Okay, there is one guard who is able to actually get his hands on you.
I bite him.
Okay. Roll an attack. I don't know what dog stat. I don't have dog stats.
I get a bite attack. It's +4 to hit. And I do 2d4 +1 damage.
You do not do 2d4 as a... You do 1d4 as a small Chinese dog. Crested.
It is a 15 to hit.
That hits.
I rolled a 4 damage.
This guy drops you.
Yes!
And goes, ah, my hand!
Come at me again, motherfucker!
Alright. I feel like this is the most damage Katrin has done in a minute.
Except for the That's time rude. That she almost killed me.
All right. Well, this scene is
that hurts
happening.
My feelings a little bit. I feel like I've been somewhat useful.
You have.
Other than trying to kill everybody.
You have.
You've definitely been useful. I'm just saying, we haven't had combat in a minute. That's really true. More what I meant.
We have not had combat in a minute. That is true.
The most action Katrin has seen in a while.
Yes.
All right, so while this is happening, while little dog is having its time of its life, Aaron, you are sneaking down this hallway. And
can you describe the look on Mr. Salantha's face for me right now?
Serene.
Okay.
She looks so unperturbed. She is experienced
good.
In keeping a blank face no matter what is happening in front of her.
That's probably for the best.
It's part of her job.
She's seen some wild ass shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She is a platinum escort for a reason. Aaron, yes. As you are sneaking down this hallway, so to resituate you kind of where you were in this castle before, roll an intelligence check for me.
All right. Oh god, that's a 4.
Okay, you don't have any idea exactly where you are.
Okay.
But you sneak down the hallway And you see only one door off to your left. You are heading... Fuck. We talked about this before. You are heading... If south is that way, you're heading east.
Okay. I don't know which way I'm going anyway, so...
Yeah, it's true. You see one door to your left, and then further down the hallway, you see another door.
Is the further down the hallway door on my left or my right?
It's straight.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna go for that door.
Okay. Unlike when Katrin tried to open the door that was guarded, nothing happens. Okay. It is a door. And you enter into a stairwell. And this does look a little bit familiar to you.
Okay. I'm going to backtrack and go back through that other door.
That other door you peek your head in is the great room you saw before.
Okay. So I'm going to go down the stairs then, right?
I think.
Up.
It's an upstairs.
Up the stairs.
So you head upstairs. And you can see out, there's small windows mm-hmm. in this, and you kind of figure out that this is the central parapet.
Mm-hmm.
As you head upstairs, you can either get off at the second floor or continue all the way to the top.
I'm going all the way to the top.
Okay. You... can hear some people on the second floor, but you don't really know. Like, you just hear movement. Nothing alerts you. And you head up to the parapet, the very, very top, and you can kind of glance out the window and you can see all of the guards doing patrol.
Mm-hmm.
And much like most towers, this one has a room at the top. And there is a door, a very, very heavy looking door with a window cut in it with bars. Roll a perception check for me.
Come on.
Roll real high.
That's 16 plus 0, 16.
Inside, you can see a woman and two children.
Oh, shit. So that's got to be... Do I recognize them from the painting downstairs?
Yes. They look a little bit older than that painting, for sure.
Naturally.
More imprisoning.
More imprisoning. Their clothes are not nearly as nice. But yes, they do appear to be the woman and the children from that painting.
Oh, shit. Okay, so this is where the very important prisoners are kept, and not the slightly less important prisoner that I'm looking for. I'm gonna file away that information for future reference and go down a flight of stairs.
Okay. You head into the second floor, and you see a couple of servants, wandering about, mostly cleaning things. You poke your head into the first room you come to. It looks like a bedroom. Are you just going to keep exploring the second floor?
Yeah, I'm going to try and... Because I'm trying to find... I've already forgotten her name. Haveline.
Okay. So you keep exploring, and eventually you come to a... juncture where you can either turn left or right.
All right. I'm going to flip a coin. We're going right.
Okay. Again, trying to keep all of the directions straight in my head. okay, so you turn right, and it's a little bit less occupied in this wing of the castle. You see fewer servants. You think that they probably move east to west on their schedule. But you do start hearing somebody pacing back and forth and muttering.
Is it a male or female voice?
It is a female voice.
Does it sound familiar?
It does sound familiar.
Okay, okay. I'm gonna follow that.
And you come to a door. It's closed, but you can definitely tell that this is where it's coming from.
Can I make out what it's saying?
Yeah, she's just talking to herself. Just kind of saying, you know, no, that's not right. Ugh, you know, maybe if I try this. No, that wouldn't work either. Stuff like that.
Okay. And I'm assuming the door is locked when I try it.
It is not.
Okay, well then, before, like, just opening the door, I'm just gonna give it a quick little tap, like a knock-knock.
Hello? Hello?
And then open the door and come in. May I bother you for a moment, Miss Haveline?
Who's Haveline?
You're not Haveline? Wait,
no.
Who are... Oh, do you know where Haveline is?
I don't know anything about Haveline. I'm sorry, who are you looking for? Oh, you're looking for...
Haveline.
Who's Haveline?
She's the librarian's apprentice.
Oh. You'd want to talk to the advisor. The librarians are, they're indisposed.
Oh, okay. Who are you?
My name's Rin.
Rin! My god, yes. Rin.
I'm sorry, who are you?
Never mind that. I'm just looking for Haveline. I'm so sorry I bothered you.
Roll a deception check.
Oh god. That was a crit fail, my friend. That's a one, my guy.
We have a strong track record of lying to Ren.
Yeah.
We're really, really bad.
You can kind of see her face change. And her brow furrows. There's a split second where she goes from a woman who is very confused to a woman who absolutely knows exactly who you are.
Oh, God.
And I need you to roll a wisdom saving throw.
Okay, yep. That's a 19 plus minus one. It's 18.
You feel magic start to creep up on you, stiffening your body, but you shrug it off.
Hell yeah.
And she yells, "Where's Pi?"
Good morning, everyone. I know it's been a minute. I'm sorry this is a little late, but you know what? We're all on the struggle bus together, and we are doing the best we can. And speaking of that, holy shit, how fun has this last two episodes been? I am so excited about where this is going. It's always an adventure with these guys, but they're great. As always, I have to do a bunch of thank yous at 5 in the morning. And so I'm going to start them now, because otherwise I will lose my place. So I need to say thank you to Kajanana's Cat Ranch, who wrote, performed, and gave us use of our theme song, which is so great. You can also find it on YouTube. Marin put it on YouTube if you ever just need to brighten your day. Just search Mirth and Misadventure. I also need to thank Mike Fail and Kate Anthony for being my creative sounding boards, people I go to whenever I need to make decisions that I'm not exactly sure where I want them to go creatively. I need to thank my friend LJ for providing place references, since she loves to look up old houses.
I need to thank a couple of people I don't actually know for item inspiration. So the first thing I actually use a lot is the weak magic item generator at Lord Bing. That's Bing with a Y, .net. So LordBing.net. That allows you to like put in a couple of different aspects and it'll just spit out a list of like 20 different items. And most of the time I end up using like one or two aspects of those items or the what they look like or something like that. But it's super helpful for DMs. I also need to thank @_R_N_W_@RPGTunes on Twitter. They have a bunch of stuff that they actually make for sale. Item cards in particular, those are the things that I've used, including Kenji's Pickaxe of Shattering comes from them. So very cool, very creative. Strongly recommend you check those guys out. As always, I need to thank our players. So you can find them on Twitter. You can find Katrin, aka @Marinish. You can find Aaron @HockeyBabbler. And you can find Kenji @AlexNovet. And you can find me on Twitter too. I'm @Classlicity. And our official podcast has a Twitter, @MirthMisadvent. I know I need to use it more, but that's where we're at right now. If you want to talk to other people about the podcast and you don't want to talk to us directly, you can always use the #MirthPod to have those conversations, especially now that the mystery is opening up. Oh, man. I was such a happy DM. Please, if you enjoy this show, spread the word. Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcasting app. We really appreciate other reviews. That's how most people find us. Because we are just like a little indie project. Clearly, we don't have anybody backing us. We don't have any ads. We're just a little indie project. And the more people listen to the show, the better it makes us feel about ourselves. And we can all use a little bit of self-esteem these days. If you like the sound of my voice, especially at this 5 a.m. juncture, you can listen to our other podcasts. Marin and I have a hockey-ish podcast. It's called Deep in the Heart of Hockey. It's technically about the Dallas Stars, fancy stats, and general shenanigans. But the NHL season's on indefinite pause, so we are talking a lot about other things. And I also have a podcast on hiatus called Wine and Murder Night. I do it with my friend Sabrina, who has the best voice in podcasting, and we talk about cozy mysteries and get drunk while doing so. It's very fun. Until next time, may your dice be as kind to you as you are to others.